Child pornography is a huge problem in this state, much of it traded online through peer-to-peer networks. In that regard, on a per capita basis, Washington State ranks number one in the country when it comes to child porn. It is a difficult crime to investigate and to prosecute. Investigators say 17,000 people are suspected of trading child porn at any given time. Most are not caught. Some are. King County prosecutor Cecilia Gregson told Jeannie Yandel how people get caught.
I would say 99% of my cases are cyber tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And those happen through two main ways. Either citizens are online using social media or on a website and they see something concerning and suspicious and they directly report it by going to the National Center's website. Or internet service providers can see that one of their customers is using their service for illegal activity, and they report that to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who then takes that information, discovers the internet protocol address of the suspect account, and then they can geolocate where that internet protocol address is in the United States, and then they will send the cyber tip, which is just an electronic report, to the local law enforcement agency that is the ICAC, the Internet Crimes Against Children agency for that region. Here in Washington, it's the Seattle Police Department.
Who are the people who are trading in child pornography in Washington State?
It's been predominantly men. Most of the defendants I have prosecuted happen to be Caucasian, and they happen to be middle-aged. But there are outliers. I have some younger people. I've had, you know, much older people in their 70s. But generally, they tend to be right in sort of the middle-aged realm.
What allows people to get away with trading child pornography in Washington State?
I would say what allows them to get away with it is that we are completely reactive at this point. We just don't have enough agents that are able to cover the cyber tips, let alone do anything beyond responding to just the barrage of information we're getting from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And so how on earth could we come up with a fantastic proactive sting operation when we can't even cover our bases, you know, just doing what we need to do to comply with our obligation as task force members here in Washington State?
State investigators say they just don't have enough resources to deal with this peer-to-peer network trading of child pornography that's happening in Washington State. They're overwhelmed as a result. How does that play into the magnitude of the problem here when it comes to child pornography?
The reality is it's a really technical area of law, and it's a really technical forensic area for the examiners who are law enforcement who are figuring out how to get to these devices and crack them and pull out the relevant evidence. And also for the detectives and the agents, you know, it's not just like they get this cyber tip and there's, you know, one search warrant to the residence and we get the evidence we need and then I can prosecute someone. It's a series. Sometimes it's as many as three or four. I recently had one where we were on like our eighth warrant because the person was moving around and it took a while to track them down. So you have to have these agents and detectives who actually understand how to write a legally valid warrant in an area of law that's super dynamic. And every internet service provider does things a little differently. They all have their own special lingo for what they want us to say in our warrant so that we're capturing the right data from them and they're not violating any customer's rights. It's a lot for someone to come in from maybe a rotation in a police department where they were doing registered sex offender checks or, you know, narcotics. It's very different. Of course, it's super intense because the law enforcement agencies have to look at the images a lot. The forensic examiners do. And that can take quite a toll. So there's a level of, I think, natural burnout. I don't think any of us as human beings or taxpayers want one person doing this for 10 years because it takes a high cost on that person's health and well-being. And so they do need to sort of have a natural rotation. But that, of course, requires someone starting at ground zero and having to learn how to write the warrants and all the technical terms and understanding how it is to figure out whose internet protocol address gets us all the way to these accounts and then to someone's home where we're finally pulling the evidence out.
Aside from developing a more proactive response to this, what are the other solutions to dealing with child pornography trading in Washington State?
Well, I think there's an educational piece. Parents simply forget that cell phones are devices, and we hand our kids cell phones and we tell them not to talk to strangers, and that really doesn't cut the mustard. The reality is those kids don't think people they've met online are strangers. And I think parents need to realize that their children think friends are people that they've met online through some other friend in a social media context. And the kids don't seem to appreciate that. They don't know that person. They don't know if that person is who they purport to be. You know, they say they're a 15-year-old boy. Are they a 50-year-old man? You know, they just are far more trusting with personal information. And there's very little oversight with the phones. And I think it's difficult to monitor your children when they can have apps hidden on their phones where they're communicating, and maybe they've met someone on a social media site that their parents are okay with, and maybe their parents are friends with them and they're monitoring that social media site. But if you're really sophisticated at grooming kids, the first thing you're going to do is get that kid off of the social media site and onto an app where they're talking privately, unmonitored, and that app can be hidden from their parents so they don't even know that they have it on their phone.
I'm talking with Cecilia Gregson. She's a senior deputy prosecutor with King County. She's also a special assistant United States attorney. And we're talking about why Washington State leads the nation in trading child pornography on peer-to-peer networks. This is a largely unknown problem here in Washington State. Cecilia, do you have to look at these images as part of your job?
There is a good period of time weekly that I typically have to look at images in order to determine which images I'm going to rely upon for trial. So I do have to look at those images. I've sort of developed rules that I've come up with that help me maintain my sanity, I suppose, when I have to look at them. I exercise a lot. And if I know I'm going to have multiple cases where I need to look at the images, I will try to stagger it so I'm not spending, you know, or a couple months ago, I spent a day and I looked at, you know, like 5 hours worth of images. And it was just, I mean, I was burned out by the end of that day. I'll tell you that. I was tired. It just takes a lot out of you.
So why do you choose to do this kind of work? You could focus on another area of law.
It's definitely motivating for me to have my own children and know that they, you know, have a pretty good quality of life. And they have two parents that love them and extended family members. And that should be like the basic. You are safe in your own home. You are safe in your own community. No one's going to physically or sexually abuse you. Seems to be pretty basic. So it's really interesting. I had no intention of focusing on this kind of work. It just sort of spoke to me once I got in there. And then I realized how bad the problem was. And I realized that a lot of people can't balance it and maintain a healthy lifestyle. But I feel like every time that we end up getting a child out of a house, and that happens a lot, it does make you feel really good, and you've hopefully impacted that child's life in a immeasurable way, and that keeps you going for sure.
Prosecutor Cecilia Gregson, senior deputy with King County, special assistant U.S. attorney. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel about the level of child porn here in Washington, how hard it is to prosecute, and some ways to think about monitoring kids' social media use.